KQSS Miami.
It's country and more.
Indeed, indeed it is. I'm Raleigh James. This is KQSS, and it is time for the monthly meeting of the Board of Supervisors Chairman and District 2 Supervisor Tim Humphrey. And I think I've got it together, but you'll be the judge of that. We are recording it. We're live on KQSS 101.9. We're also streaming it live, so kqss.net. And I'm taping it, for preservation, actually for replay on KJAA this weekend. So, Tim, hopefully this is going to work. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Raleigh. Good to be here. Like I said, I used to have my monthly meetings, and they kind of dropped off due to COVID. So after that, I thought I would start radio stations and try to inform people that way, as well as be able to take calls if people care to call in.
Yeah.
And so it's been pretty busy. Last time when I was here, the broadband came up, and so... today, I asked the assistant county manager, Homa Villa, to call in and kind of give us some input on what exactly is going on in Gila County with our broadband, with the grant that we got, and kind of what we're doing with that. I don't know if we're going to have calls or anything due
Absolutely.
To weather and stuff that we've had, but... Homer, have you called in already?
Homer did call in, and John's going to call him back, so I think John is listening, and he's picking up the phone now, and he will do that. But in the meantime, if anybody wants to talk to Supervisor Humphrey or to anybody else such as Homer, absolutely call us, and that is 888-876-5593. That's 888-876-5593.
And everybody's been really busy with everything going on. And tomorrow, there's going to be a town hall meeting where the City of Globe and Town of Miami have a joint council meeting.
What time?
And I think you've advertised that. That's going to be at 5:30 at the Miami House School Auditorium.
Good.
And so there's going to be a lot of things going on. The City of Globe will be there, the Town of Miami, Gila County Emergency Services Management, the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, Team Rubicon, United Fund of Globe Miami, and some more. I'll be there. I'll be in the audience because, like I say, it's a council meeting.
Right.
But I'll be there. And so there's going to be a lot of information on, we've been working with emergency services to kind of put everything together under one hat for people that need help. That way we can kind of organize instead of having, 15 different people going 15 different directions. There's a couple phone calls, phone numbers that you can reach out to and get in touch with any of these services.
What are they?
The phone number is, that's taken by Gila County. And I must say, be patient because there's a lot of people needing help.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So leave a message and they will call you back. And that is 928-910-4009.
Okay.
And then they'll give you options. And if you have debris and stuff to be removed and things due to flooding, you're going to want to pick option 4.
Okay.
But you're welcome to listen to all the options. And if there's something you need, like I say, be patient, leave a message, and they'll call you back.
Yeah, Mother Nature hasn't been good to us this year after the 200,000 acres combined fire. Then we get the kind of rains that, I haven't seen in, almost a decade?
Well, the thing of it is, it's like a 50-year flood because I've got some numbers here. Like in the six-shooter, Kellner Canyon area, in 2020, they received 1.9 inches of rain. In 2019, 2.3. Just this monsoon season in Kellner Canyon, 12.4 inches.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's 10 inches of water per square inch more than we're used to getting. So, that would have been some damaging water even if we didn't have a damaged watershed.
Right, so the combination. And yes, Homer, by the way, we have gotten in touch with Homer. So we will bring him into the conversation. And thanks for joining us, Homer.
My pleasure.
And so I understand you are the king of broadband at the moment.
I have been working on broadband, yes.
All right. So, of course, every night I say my prayers, and I say my prayers for symmetrical speed, 1 gig, and a ping time of less than 5 milliseconds. How are we doing?
against your metric, not well.
That's my metric. I came here from Chattanooga, and you're probably well aware of EPB. And so I was spoiled with just exactly what I described for $250 a month unlimited.
Yeah, Chattanooga is famous for the, what they did with broadband.
Right, exactly. So when I moved here, I said, you know, this is my goal. I want to bring Gila County, because I'm telling you, Chattanooga was just a dog town. There's no other way to put it. It was a disaster. And when they got that gig city and really got up to speed, everybody from Amazon to Volkswagen to countless IT people just flooded this previously fairly hostile area. So we want to do that for Gila County. So how are you going to do it for me?
So we engaged in a strategic plan using monies that Arizona Commerce Authority provided to us, $50,000. It's in the world of broadband, that's not a lot of money, but it helped us wrap our thoughts around, excuse me.
Homer's popular.
And so we worked with a strategic plan. We invited the cities and towns around the county to join us, and Miami and Globe were receptive to that, and they were part of the group that was trying to think their way through a solution. Yeah. We started with the idea very similar to what you addressed, Chattanooga and the Ammon, Idaho model.
Yes,
which is the use of a city or town, or in our case, an improvement district,
right,
to fund all components of the broadband network, including the first, the middle, and the last mile.
Right.
But we soon discovered that our point of presence here in Gila County is 100 miles away in the Mesa area or the Phoenix area. For us to reach out and get into the internet, we would have to go that far. And so we started to rethink should we start with the last mile or the first mile. And then APS came out with an announcement that they were going to bring fiber from Phoenix to Payson in the near future, meaning the year 2022, uh-huh, next year. Our planning strategy changed so that we started thinking about, can we lease fiber from APS to get to Payson and from SRP to get to the Miami Globe area.
Right.
And we started talking to them, and sure enough, they have, SRP has dark fiber, APS yeah. plans to have dark fiber, and they would both lease it to us, but they want a 20-year lease, $3.5 million for two dark fibers.
Oh.
We put that as part of our thought process, and then we went on to the middle mile. When our vision was all Gila County vision, not just Miami Globe or not just Payson,
right?
But to reach out to the rural areas of Gila County. It's one big, beautiful county, and it is big. And so we found that going out to the more rural areas is very expensive. So we started thinking about using the fire districts as a termination point. Mm-hmm. We have 21 fire districts in Gila County.
Good.
The fire districts serve generally larger populated areas in the county. You don't find fire districts in all areas of the county, but wherever you have probably 100 or more homes, you're likely to find a fire district.
Right.
And so we calculated the cost for reaching out to the 21 fire districts. That came out to something like $28 million.
Okay.
In the Globe Miami area, it was something like $2.2 million.
Right.
For the Globe Miami area, but in total for the county, it was $28 million. And then we looked at the cost for the last mile, reaching out to the subscriber. We estimated, and we had two very well versed consultants helping us, Kimley Horn being one of them, and Kimley Horn helped us develop the cost. And so for the last mile to the subscriber, we determined it was $2,000. And if you're thinking about 10,000 subscribers in Gila County, that would be something in the order of $20 million. So when we share that with the board, all along, we know that there's internet service providers. Before I go to the share with the board, we know that there's internet service providers in Gila County, and actually in the Globe Miami area, there's probably more than anywhere else. We have folks like Sparklight, CenturyLink, Triplet, We have the satellite providers, there's a lot of ping time for the satellite providers, HughesNet and Viasat. But we also have CopperNet and the AT&T is what they told me today was also in the area. So it's they're providing a fair service. When we did a survey, some people were happy with the service, but it's not the 1 gig. Not for the future.
Yeah.
You might pay $59. Someone told me today they get 100 megabyte. They're paying $59 with one of these providers.
That's downstream.
And that may not be bad, but that's unusual, actually, in Gila County. And, again, Miami Globe has more competition and more provider internet service providers than the rest of Gila County. So we were looking at an entire the entire county. And so when you add up those numbers, that they're quite large. And when we present it to the board, but we, at the same time that the numbers are large, we also know that there's a lot of grant opportunity, and we've been exploring grant opportunities. And the board gave us some direction. The board wanted us to make sure that we had a robust and redundant first mile, so that we don't actually have outages like we do today. Today, many of the connections they're not looped, and they're just a single path. And so when you have an outage, you suffer. And so to look for, work with internet service providers and look for grant opportunities to look at the first mile, to start with the first mile, and then to work with the communities on their interests. Some communities, in the Ammon model, people actually paid for the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. They pay for it over a 20-year period. They get low interest loans for these improvement districts, and the infrastructure is paid over a 20-year period, and then the payback is actually lower than what you would be paying the internet service provider, and they're getting something like one gigabyte,
right?
For $50 or less, okay?
Yeah,
and that's yeah. And so we're looking at this point. We're looking for grant opportunities. We have the infrastructure bill coming, promising a lot of broadband money. We continue to work with the internet service providers, and we're looking at the current COVID bills that offer some money for broadband, and trying to line up some grants to be able to provide better broadband all across the county.
And Omero, what about the schools and libraries on the grant that we got?
The E-rate grant are being implemented as we speak. And there's 24 locations, and Sparklight has this network. They are bringing fiber to schools and libraries across the county to 24 locations. Unfortunately, that fiber network is not available to us at this point in time.
Right. And I'll tell you, when I moved here, you mentioned SRP, and I had to laugh because I knew how much dark fiber they had, and I actually called them to see if I could buy some, and of course they laughed me out of town. But when you say that Globe Miami has several choices, I would beg to differ in reality. It does on paper, but in reality it doesn't. When you mention CenturyLink, you're talking DSL that is akin to dial-up speeds. It'll get you nothing. When you look at a Sparklight, the problem there is the asymmetrical speeds are insane. If you get a gig down, you get 50 megs up. Now that might be fine for somebody, but it's pretty hard to operate. And when you're that asymmetrical, you kind of have some other problems. You mentioned satellite. The ping time is so severe that you couldn't possibly operate a VoIP phone on it. So on and on it goes. Now for the end user who's sitting in their home and doesn't care and is price shopping and says, "I need it for under $50," hey, there's all sorts of options. But when you talk about a hospital that would like to do telemedicine, or when you talk about trying to get someone in here in terms of corporate entities, like for say a call center or other things that rural areas are wonderful for, there is virtually nothing that can support that. And I'm in pain every day with what I deal with in Globe Miami, and I've got several options, and none of them are sufficient for my needs. So I certainly understand that Payson is incomparably a world of hurt, broadband-wise, even to Globe Miami. But either way, I would hope nobody is thinking that what we have here is in any way sufficient, really, for the present, for a business, or the future, for anybody.
You're absolutely right, and I was just trying to make the comparison that there's more to choose from here, but all of them are lacking in really providing internet service that's comparable or competitive with what you would find like in the Phoenix area,
right?
Or in other areas, but so. You're absolutely right. I look at the population forecast for Gila County, and over the next many years, I think it's a 35-year forecast that is put out by the state. It shows a decline in population.
Yeah.
And an increase in the folks that are over 65, and a decrease in the folks that are of school age.
Right.
And so how do you counter that? And I think part of how you counter that is to make sure that we have the appropriate broadband connectivity in Gila County that can compete with other places, because it's not just about the business. It's also about the hospital. It's also about the first responder. It's also about learning. There's going to be all of these things are going to be done on the internet, and they are being done right now on the internet.
No, you're right.
And we're left with depending on a satellite service that is totally inadequate. And even if you can live with it today, tomorrow it's
right.
going to be outdated, and it's not going to work. And folks are going to need fiber to the home, actually.
Right, fiber to the premises, absolutely. Now, you mentioned Phoenix, and Gila County has a chance to really eclipse Phoenix, because the reality is that the Maricopa area is served, obviously, by Cox, but there most of that is very asymmetrical as well. In fact, even more so in some cases than Cable One, but now Sparklight. But here's the deal. In Phoenix, both CenturyLink and Cox do have fiber to the premises. But if you think you're going to get a map out of them to know exactly where it is, it would be easier to invade Ethiopia. They will not provide it. And so if we had something where we said, hey, you can come to Gila County, you will get fiber to the premises, that's a selling point that Phoenix, they claim they were going to have it one day. They're not even close now, and they're keeping it a state secret.
We talked to the internet service providers in both here in Globe and in Payson, and you're right, it's very difficult to get information from them. and that's the business that they're in. But some of these issues need to be addressed, I think, by the state and the federal government as well. Some of them are bigger than Gila County.
Yes.
And we keep endorsing this notion of taking somebody that's got a monopoly and strengthening the monopoly.
Oh, I know.
When we go out and compete for grants for broadband, we're competing against Sparklight.
And it's terrible because, in the places where Sparklight will offer symmetrical fiber, the price is confiscatory. It is not in any way a real-world option for most people. And anywhere else, it is such an asymmetrical proposition that no business can handle it. So anything you can do to compete with them in any real way, I stand ready, and all my radio stations, to do absolutely anything. I'm so dedicated. I've got the communications tower that the cell companies use. I give TMCI unbelievably low prices just to keep them around, and I would do that for somebody else as well. Not that I think wireless is the way to go for what we're talking about, but I stand ready to do anything you want.
Well, thank you for that. In the near future, we're going to have community meetings in each of the communities, and we're going to make sure we invite you to help us kind of determine what the community is interested in.
Yeah,
but I think there needs to be some guidance on our part. Individuals, when we did the survey, we had 500 responses to the survey. They rated the service fair to good. 69% of the time.
Right.
Fair to good. But that's because they don't know what's available out there.
Well,
they
have no idea.
They get this service. They pay $59 a month, and they're happy with it.
Right, right.
Not knowing that there's something much better.
Right, and they're not the kind of user who it would matter if their upstream's 10 megs or what have you. And, yeah, when you go to the general public, most of them will not understand why this is crucial. But if you talk to any business, like, say, a call center that was relocating here, they'd tell you in a heartbeat they couldn't do it as it stands. So anything we can do. In fact, I know there's an IT opening. I just suggested to Tim somebody who is world class, and I'll put my money where my mouth is. I'll help you anyway, because what we have now is just unforgivable, and that population will continue to decline. You're 100% right about that.
Thank you, and we're going to take you up on your offer.
All right.
Yes, that we are, because we appreciate all the help we can get, especially looking at the future instead of the past.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for being on it, Homer. I'll be honest with you. When we first moved here, I went to a Globe City meeting, and they had their 20-year plan, and there was a different guy in charge of Globe then as city manager. But the word broadband wasn't anywhere in his plan, and I basically stood up and unloaded on him, and he literally said to me, well, we have more important issues. I said, if you don't solve broadband, you're not going to have any more important issues ever. And it wasn't even word one. So I guess in the last 7 or 8 years, it's come a long way, but we need to have a home run, in the next 5 years, not the next 25.
Correct.
All right.
No doubt.
So, Tim, do you have anything else for Homer?
Well,
I've monopolized him.
Homer, thank you very much for helping me out there with the broadband. I know a lot's brought before me, and I've read a lot of stuff about it, but to sit and explain it and the million other things that come before us, I have difficulty with. So I appreciate you taking time this evening to help me explain on where we're going with broadband and where we're at now. And I support it very, very much. As a matter of fact, I've even brought up to our IT person, why don't we become our own utility company if we can?
Oh, you could.
Because the thing of it is, through it all, the money's already here because people are spending money for broadband. But even if you get better service, it would be even cheaper and be a better product from what I understand with what I have been through with a broadband situation.
Oh, I agree. But what it takes, like the fellow I recommended to you, it takes somebody like that to head it, because it's not going to work if you don't have somebody who's experienced in this.
Right. Yeah. No. So, yeah, you never know. When you ask for guidance and go, you never know what can happen when you get up off your knees after asking. And so that would be a good thing if we can go forward with that.
Homer, I've got your phone number. I'm going to get your email address off the air, and I'm going to send you all our contact numbers, because our only limitation is we're not up in the morning, but afternoon and evening, 7 days a week, we will be there.
Okay, good. I want to leave you with one thought on broadband.
Yeah.
It's a multi-year effort.
Of course.
This is like the beginning. We have like a strategic plan that helped us, many of us, understand the challenges. Yeah. But it really is a sustained, long, multi-year effort to get us where we need to be.
Agreed 100%. All right, Homer, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Homer.
Appreciate it.
And Rolly, This is our radio show, and we've kind of talked about broadband, but if anyone would care to call in with questions or comments, this is open. There's no certain agenda. If they would
Absolutely.
They would care to pipe up and call in and have a question.
And it's absolutely free on me, and that's 888-876-5593. And if you're listening online, wherever you are welcome as well. So 888-ROLLYE.
Yeah, and as far as assistance here, we have the Salvation Army. Anytime through emergency services, when we have disasters happen, emergency services gets with it right away. And so, we do have places for people to go that need help. We do have, the Salvation Army is set up, the Red Cross is set up. All of those peoples are looking at volunteers. And the number that I gave you earlier, the 928-910-4009, if you would care to donate some time to the people that that are needing help. If you would like to donate funds, if you're needing help, if you have questions about can you hire a contractor and get reimbursed, yes, you can. A lot of the money that we have received, we are using it for fire and flood mitigation. And the thing of it is Gila County itself can't go on private property, because if we went in and built one person a house, we'd have to build everybody a house.
Course.
So the thing of it is this money is put up, and Governor Ducey put $100 million into DEMA, which is the state flood fund. And we've been able to clean the creeks and clean up things and do reimbursement and hire contractors to get in the creeks and clean up creeks. And now we've been able to go on private property with the contractors to clean up flood or fire mitigation. So if your property's been flooded and you have debris in your homes and your sheds and in your yard, we can go clean that up. The funds are not for remodeling. We can't paint. We can't redo sheetrock. But we can go in and help clean up. And so the way that funding is going is you call into this number and you have a list of contractors that you can call, whom will come and give you an estimate. And then that estimate is turned in, and then you can be reimbursed for the money that's needed to clean up your property due to the flooding.
That's great.
And the thing of it is you know, this year we've had an awful lot of water, and hopefully once a area is burned, like the burn scar, typically it takes 5 years for it to grow back to where it retains a lot of the moisture. And so, I mean, you can see the grass growing things. So we've been blessed and cursed with water, because, you know, like I said, all of our watersheds are receiving a lot more rain than we have. Russell Gulch, that's been really bad. 12.9 inches of rain in this monsoon. That's like 10 times the water that we usually see in that watershed. And all of these, the last storms that went through from out near Roosevelt to here on the Pinellas, that storm averaged between 3 and 4 inches of rain in 24 hours.
Okay.
And so we had 188 closed, we had Highway 60 closed, we had 177 closed, all due to that same storm that hit us the last time. So.
And you know, it's interesting when you say that. I was talking with a woman who has a business in Miami, and she explained what happened with the flash flooding, and literally she was warned by phone, and within 2 minutes her entire facility was inundated. And it happened so fast. You almost can't believe what flash flooding really can do.
Right.
And people very often take it for granted that they'll be just fine, and learn the hard way that maybe not. You know, it's great that all these services are available, many of which come from grants, and that leads me into a subject that is near and dear to your heart, I know, because you're spearheading it, and that's the Volunteer Redistricting Committee.
Yes. That's something that's done every 10 years, and they do it after the census. And so, you know, we're not sure where that's going, and it's been kind of dragging its feet because of COVID. We did not receive the census information that we were supposed to receive, but we are on it now. And yes, I'm reaching out for applications of people that would like to serve on that board. And it's an interesting board because there are rules and regulations, and we have a couple people hired, and one of them is an attorney who has worked on multiple census redistricting. Mac Fiesler is also another one who worked on the last census. And so the thing of it is there's rules and regulations, and these people are hired to let the group know, or the board know, of the rules and regulations of what can and can't be done, how you can make the lines change one way or another. You can't have an island, so to speak.
Yes.
It's all got to kind of be connected. Even if it runs from Hayden Winkleman to Young, Arizona,
right,
they all have to be connected. And then there's certain rules that will be explained to the board, and then they will be, you know, given the option of come up with different options for the board to see where the lines may change. And you know, have at this point, I don't know if the lines have changed, if the population has changed enough that we're going to have right. to move the lines, or we're within where people have moved that we can change the lines. Mm-hmm. And so all of that is, that's why we're reaching out to a board to obtain all this information and look at the information presented with the maps and volumes of people to come up with some different options for the Board of Supervisors to look at and go over.
That's great. Yeah, and we mention that a couple times a day, every day on KQSS.
And, yeah, I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. I think it's people don't realize how important redistricting is, and you're right. It may not be that changes are possible or even desired, but very often when you talk about why did this happen or why did that happen, a lot of it has to do with the districting.
Well, the thing of it is, too, is I have my public meetings. I have radio stations. I get in front of the people. So, okay, here, if I've got to make a decision on where the lines go, I'd like to have the public
sure.
Look and give me some options on why they think that this is where the line should go according to the rules. I work for the people, and if we've got to change lines, I would like their input. So that's why I said that I'd like applications of people. And you don't have to have, if you're a housewife and have a little time, that's okay.
Right.
I when I say application, it's not that I'm looking for someone that's got 10 years in people, but because just the ordinary person with common sense is sometimes makes better decisions than somebody
sure.
with a lot of sense. So anyway, yeah, anyone can fill out the paper, just name, phone number, and address, and let me know that you're interested in looking at the new census redistricting and help with some maps.
And before the weekend, I'll make sure that this entire show is up on KQSS.net. And on that page, we got a page for you. You've probably seen it. I'll have not only this, but I'll also print the information out, the phone number to call, Tim's email address. So you'll have no excuse if you're saying, well, I didn't know. Now you know, and you'll be able to contact him and hopefully be a part of this.
Sure. Yeah, I would like to see the applications and get going, because I'm curious, you know, to see how it could change in the future.
Sure.
Because and after 5 years of being a supervisor, I like my district. I like the people in it, because I've been around a lot of my district and have meetings all over. But if it moved a little bit, I think that would be interesting as well. Just different. And I think there's only a short percentage of what it can change. You can't
sure.
can't change
right.
like 50% of right. your elected people, but there's, like I said, a lot of the rules and regulations are to be determined by the people that have done it, to present the information to the board for them to help us make decisions.
Oh, that's great. All right, so we're going to do this every month, and the deal is you're supposed to participate. Yeah, your turn. You're supposed to call 888-876-5593. I've warned Tim that it would take a few months, but I expect you to do your part at the next meeting, since clearly you didn't this time. But
well, good luck, Raleigh. You know, the thing of it is I have my meetings in Claypool and Tonto Basin, and people show up and let me know what's going on in their area. Yeah. When I had my open Claypool meetings, no agenda, come talk to me. You've been to a couple.
I have.
I mean, there was 5 or 6 people in this whole community
right.
that would show up to say, hey, you know, but how, I need to know what the road crew's doing. I need to know what animal control's doing. Even street lights. If a street light's out, tell me. I'll call APS, tell them put a street light in. You
exactly.
know, I mean, just a lot of things. And so, like I say, we're trying this, and hopefully we'll get some people interested enough to call in and ask some questions. And I may not know all the answers, but...
Yeah.
but I will find the answers, and then I will be on the next radio show with the answers to questions that were asked on a prior show that I was unable to answer.
Yeah, and while I prefer that you call, obviously, it makes all of our jobs easier. The other thing, though, is these files are available for download, and they stay on the website. You can listen to them anytime, you can tell your friends, what have you. So even though you didn't make an in-person meeting, maybe you're not calling now, this is something that you can listen to at any time. And if something comes up and you're saying, hey, that floats my boat, you can call Tim right then and there.
Yes.
So
you sure can.
Anything else you want to tell the world at large?
Well, no, other than if you don't have flood insurance, I would recommend it. The first flood was bad. The second flood was worse. You know, when we get storms where we get 4 inches of rain in 24 hours, we're going to have some major issues. And so it seems like we just get one mess cleaned up and we get another one. So we're having another storm come in supposedly first of next week. And so get ready for it. Don't be surprised by it because it's coming, and we do all we can to let people know and to, you know, put out sandbags and things to help. But we're going to have more storms coming, and it's going to last for a year or two. So if you have questions, if you need help, if there's things we can do, let us know and we'll help any way we can.
Is everyone eligible for flood insurance? In other words, are some people not able to buy it?
I think most people are eligible, but the closer you get to actually being in water, the price goes way up.
Ooh, yeah.
And so, yeah, but the thing of it is what's the cost of your relocation if you're in a dangerous area?
Exactly.
And we know that we're going to have a wet year, and so even if you buy flood insurance for a year, it's worth the gamble in my opinion, because we are getting a lot of water, and how much we will get, no one can predict that, but we do know that it's going to continue to be a wet monsoon. Whether the winter will be a wet winter or not, we don't know yet, but the thing of it is get ready, because if the creek is a half mile wide, that's because it's actually run that wide and that deep. So so stay out of them. And the thing of it is you don't have to see the rain to get caught in a flash flood. It could be raining 2 miles, 3 miles away from you.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, here comes that wall of water in the creek. So be extremely cautious in any waterways, and if you live close to a waterway, prepare yourself, because we're going to get some more water.
I would agree with that. Well, as always, time's been gone amazingly fast, and it's been a pleasure. You'll do it again next month. We can drag you here again.
I will do this. You bet. I will do it every month, and whether we have callers or not, I will try and be informative, like I say, with the broadband, with the help centers, with things that we're doing, composting from whatever we're doing. I'll try to keep everybody informed and answer as many questions as I can.
Terrific. Well, we'll look forward to next month, then, and Supervisor Tim Humphrey, that's District 2 and Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, has joined us, and we thank him, and I thank you, even though you didn't call, for listening.